special. Rosh is noyach that hopefully, I would say they all relate to a certain extent to the beginning of a winter's man, but we'll make them relate to the beginning of a winter's man. Give us a little bit of a kivun as we approach this man. Even for somebody that's not in the misgaret of yeshiva or a kollel, the winter gives a certain routine that was lacking in the past month. Baruch Hashem, the Yom Tov, Yom Neroi, Shoshan Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Mechulu, and it gives a. It should be channeled. This routine should be channeled, could be channeled, and should be channeled for Avodas Hashem. Tell us exactly how to do it. So it says, Noach after came out of the table. That Pashvatite says that Noach started and he planted a vineyard. Rashi says, Vayachal Chazal Darshin is a lotion of chulin. Osa asmei chulin. Shahoya loy lasoik chilo minati acheres. He first should have been, was out of order, he should have planted something else first. He made himself foolish. I know he was Kaddish and when he was inside of the table and being Oisik Nazar time in Chesed Avodas Hashem, and when he came out into the real world, which no longer existed, he made himself foolish, made himself mundane. And that is something which really has to be done when a person leaves from the Yom Naroim, so he has a high sometimes of the Kedusha. And to actually implement it, how does he go from his shi'ifas and his ritzonis and his machshavas that he had, b'shas ni'ilo, and implement it l'maisa into the day-to-day routine? The Revolver would say, he says, the space shuttle, when it re-enters the atmosphere, is the most dangerous time. And in Kimdumani, that's when the last one blew up, if I remember correctly. That when it entered, it's the friction caused by re-entering the atmosphere. In other words, you're flying high. And then when you want to put it down in the mice into the world, into the real world, there's a lot of friction which prevents it from being done easily and smoothly. And the Mela, a person has to put in a little bit of machshava of how it's gonna pan out in the mice. So he said also another Chazal say in Brachis that Chasidim Rishonim are you mispamim teisha shoy. Shloisha shoyes for every tefillah. Shachas are you showing shachas lefnei tefillah, mispalin shachas, showing shachas after tefillah. So the shachas lefnei tefillah that we understand preparation for the tefillah. As a matter of fact, Rashi Lalach in the Reis Kingdom, that everything that we do beforehand, because the zimra of a kula is all the shachas of being mocked before the tefillah. The hour of davening, we could also understand what was the purpose of the hour after davening. You already finished. The Nikudu was, once you got to that high, the way that the Shulchan Aruch describes the Chassidim Rishonim exactly how they dominated, the Mela to re-enter the atmosphere, re-enter the mundane world, has to be done also in a way that it's not going to clash, that he's going to lose everything and not be able to implement the Lamaisa. Another diuk of Vayochana, the Revolver makes from the Rashi says, Hayulei Lasik be Nitiachas Tchila. Not that he shouldn't have planted a vineyard. He certainly should have planted. Just the seder was out of order. He should have planted something else first before he planted. What's more important, chita, something else which is more important, he should have planted first. And you see that the seder is so important that l'chur, the tainon, he made himself kulin. How? By going out of order. It's not that he did something wrong, Ben. Just the order wasn't correct. Means that the seder, a person has to be misadder his life in a certain way, that he'll be able to properly be oyved HaKadosh Baruch Hu in all scenarios. Not just the Yom Nor, not just the New Kippur, just in the winter also, in those months that he's not, a person has to be misadder himself in a way that he can grow. But a person is not misadder, so then besides the fact he might not grow, we're hoping to tell the story about somebody came to Rav Abba Grossbart. And Mishkech Panovich, and he asked him, what should he do? Should he learn Daf Yomi, or maybe he should spend more time on Ian? Even in Ian, he's not sure. Should he do Kachim, or should he do... The kids, sir, they met up again. They parted ways. He was... They parted ways. I think he said 20 years later, they met up again. But the guy said, Mishkech Panovich, I was wondering, maybe what should I do? Should I tapir me or should I? But a person's not masudr, so then when you leave the next year, then you leave the next year, you're not masudr yourself. Then after 20 years, you're still back with the same questions that you were before. Mamela, now's the time, you have, without the lachatz of the Yom Naron, you have the time to take a few moments and think, what lamaisa do I want to accomplish over this winter's month? What do I want to change? What do I want to do different? It says that when the Torah was started bringing the mavo, it says, "Geshem al haaretz." Says Rashi says, "What's the geshem?" That the Kodesh Baruch Hu waited at the beginning, after he decided to bring the mavo lemaisa, then he brought down the water as geshem. At the beginning, it was like rain. It wasn't a mavel. It wasn't mamish a flood. It was geshem. Maybe there'll be chayzer b'tshuva. Says Rav Olva, Kumtai said, Hakadosh Baruch Hu waited 120 years at the beginning. First of all, what's 120 years? For Nineveh, they got 40 days. All of a sudden, 120 years. Maybe hitting the reset buttons a little bit more. That mamish, the whole world has changed. People lived longer also, but 120 years. After that, another 7 days for Mr. Shelah. And after that, still Hakadosh Baruch Hu waited and brought down the rain. That should be comfortable, just in case people would see that something's happening, there'll be chayzer b'tshuva. After we finish the Yom Nerom, and after we finish the Shana Rabba, but after still Hakadosh Baruch Hu still wants us to be chayzer b'tshuva and still wants us to implement our yisaydus l'maisa, now is the time. Take those machshavos that you had and try to implement them. How do we implement them? So it has to be something which is, like they always say, nothing which is too big, but also it can't be too small. A person has koyches, and it's a chaval to waste the koyches. The Medayik from the beginning, I think Rav Olva quotes from Rav Yerucham, he said that tzadik hayu b'deraisav, ne'ef tzadik hayu b'deraisav, so it's machlekes Rashi brings down, if it would have been the derish of Avraham Avinu, if it would have been nothing, or it would have been even greater. Shalas, what does Avraham Avinu have to do with anything? See how he was in his dar. Well, who cares how he was in the dar of Avraham Avinu? He says that we see that you can match up something. You're not supposed to match yourself up to the people that's around you. Could be that you're in a chalami, the best around you. You're the best person in your shul. You're the biggest dar in your shul, the biggest masman in your shul. And you go to the next shul over, next community over, next, where are you holding there? In chesed, in tzvilah, in. You could always match yourself up against the people around you. I live in a little community of, you know, three people. In my apartment building, there's four people. So I'm the best one in the chesed for these four people. And you move over to apartment buildings, and what's that? A person, the machlekes is just how he would have been connected to Avraham Avinu. But zichur, you have to match yourself up, connected somebody else. Go connected somebody that's bigger than you. Somebody that's around you is maybe not such a riot. Go to the next town. See, are you the biggest connector? And really what a person has to match himself up to is his own vast potential. Tell a story. I saw Rabbi Yaakov Lindsay tells a story, famous story from Yisrael Salanter, that he once, when he was first trying to be miyased Tnuas al-Musr, the Musr movement, so he first wanted to show the Olam that he's, even though he's a big, huge Talmud Chacham, there's an Indian for, in addition to the Torah, as an Indian for Musar also. He'd go around speaking and giving shurim, and then he would give a push for Musar. So he'd put up a marmakimis in every shul and give the shir. Kiyodua, one time, two people that were connected what he was doing, they decided that they're gonna get at him. And they switched all the marmakimis, they totally ran the marmakimis. 23, over 20 marmakimis, totally random. Papuli Harifta in the bottom back of Brachas and the more in Nida and all over, no shackles whatsoever. Bikitsri, he came there and he saw that somebody switched him out. So he cleared, should he give this year? That's what Vittel Vazen said. He cleared, should he give this year and show everybody that he can do it even so? Or should he not give this year? Decide he's going to give this year. Bikitsri, he gave a year and he tied together all the Marmakimis in a massive couple. And he finished his shir, and he fainted on the spot. The kids are, the two people that switched the Maram came and took him over to him. They realized, obviously, it's because of them that he fainted. Because after they revived him, they said, we're coming to ask for Mechila, we're the one that switched it. So Zichur, you have to ask for Mechila, no question about it. And I won't believe him. That's not why I fainted. This is why I faint. And I fainted because I saw my own girl. I never had to prepare a shir without having the Maram Kemet before, without having different Maram Kemet. Take Maram Kemet that I knew but never knew about. Somebody totally ran the Maram Kemet and prepare a shir on the spot and give it over to somebody that I never knew that I could do. Now he said I could do it. He says, did I match up to my own potential by using my kerchus? He said supposedly that he knows that because Rabbo gave him the kerchus of 1,000 people. He says, but he's also going to be tevei me for doing the work of 1,000 people. He says, I have those kerchus, but I saw a similar mindset from the Kleisenberg. Kleisenberg used to give a pilpul shear every week. And somebody else used to carry, when he was back in Greuswaden, before the war, and when he was the Rav of the Shtot, somebody else would carry in the Svar to the shear. After the war, he continued and he gave the shear afterwards, and he would carry in the whole stack of Svar. So somebody that was there that knew him from before and says, what's that that you carry in the Svar? So he says, before the war, I would prepare the shear and it'd be wiped when it came to the shear, physically wiped. I didn't have the kriyas to take the Svar. He says, but I saw during the war how they worked us even we had no kriyas. And we worked 15-hour days and we had no kriyas and we still had to work. And we saw the, he says, I see how many kriyas we have, how much kriyas I really have. I'm able to dig it myself. I was able to learn from there. So zecher, not to bite off more than you get you. But don't sell yourself short either. Mainly we have now 5 months of 5.5 months of Pesach, 5 months of a winter. Every person should take some nekuda, either in limud, limud haTorah, in tefillah, in midos, in brachos. Decide that for the next 5 months, every one of the 5 months, you're going to work on a different capital of Sukkot Zimra. Different Alaluka. Cheshvan is going to be the first capital. Kislev is going to be the next one. And each one you're working in, you'll have, you'll look up the Malvim, you'll see what it is, you'll sing it. It'll become, your project for winter's month is going to be working on Sukkot Zimra. Or the first 5 brachas of Shemir Nasa. Every month is going to be a different one. And if you miss the Shemir Nasa and you're spacing out, that's also, it's not a Kabbalah once again. This is something that we're going to work on, that we're going to try to grow, that will come out of the winter's month a different person. Chazara, even if you don't learn Daf Yomi, for those that learn Nidah, what we're learning now, Brachas Mitzvah, we're learning next time. A lot of the oil did learn Nidah Brachas. It's a nice time to Chazar. It's Mamash, the winter's month, it's Nidah Brachas. So, it's a time to set some sort of plan that you're going through winter's month without having that Lachet. Yom Kippur, I have to make the Kabbalah and have to. Practically, how am I going to work on it? Kass, you want to work on Kass? Have to decide for the next 5 months. You're going to work every month. You're going to take a different sefer to Arfas Sadiqim, Shara Kass. Shara. And one time, the Mesil Sharm by Nikia said, talks about Kass. And one time, somebody wrote a whole sefer on it. Erech HaPaim, I think it's called. But even if you're not going to learn the sefer, it's good to have it in the house. That way, you write it as an example. So he was like lived 100 years ago, I don't know, more than that maybe. And he says that if you just see that there's a whole sefer written about Kass, you realize so it's because I just have it in the house. But something, whatever it is, whatever means it is that you want to work on, take it, make a plan for the next 5 months that now there's a lot more routine. You basically know what to expect, and you have some sort of schedule. Kedai will go into Beis Hashem, the Pesach as Emes Abnei Churin from Midas Rais and other things. It's certainly worth the investment now beforehand.